Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner. The Norwalk girls basketball team's season came to a close on Thursday following a state tournament semifinal loss to Cedar Rapids Xavier. After the game, I caught up with Warrior coach Joe Sigrist and senior Bailey Birmingham.
Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School basketball at the state tournament, joined now by Norwalk head coach Joe Sigrist. If the Warrior girls fall to Cedar Rapids Xavier this afternoon, 70-60. Coach, it was a slow start, but your team roared back. You had a big lead. Xavier came back, took a 9-point lead. Team never let up, though. It was a fight to the finish, but almost took a perfect game to beat you, and Xavier almost played that.
They did. You know, I thought we did a great job on Fandel. I think she had 4 points in the first half. We were executing our game plan. We were up 5, but they had some girls really step up and hit kick-out threes. That's what this state tournament's all about is you know, if your game plan works against the best player, one of the best players in the state, if not the best player in Fandel, other people are going to have to be open because it can't just be one person, you know, allocated to their best player. So they hit some big shots. I think they had 7 threes from other girls. You know, Vandell didn't get any, but just we held her to, I don't know, what was it, 21 points, so 5 under her average, but they almost had 4 girls in double figures. So credit to them. So proud of our girls. I knew they would never give up. I knew we would come back and make it a really good game, and I'm just super proud of these 6 seniors.
Maybe speak to what Xavier did defensively in holding Bailey, I think, to just 2 points in the second half. She had a pretty good first half. And then the start that they had as well for Xavier to come out and throw that opening punch.
Well, Fandel's a long 6-footer that's a Division I basketball player. They put her on her most of the time, and it was hard for Bailey to get freed up. I thought our other girls had some opportunities and made the best of them at times, but she's not just an offensive player. She's a complete player. She's a defensive player too. So, But Bailey hit some big shots for us like she always did in her career, and I'm super proud of number 20.
Early in the game, Hannah Overholzer scored 7. Your first 7 points really kept you in that game and kind of allowed you to make that big comeback.
Yeah, Hannah's awesome. You know, there's not many that work harder than Hannah Overholzer. She's one of the first ones in the gym. She's one of the last ones to leave. And she leans on her faith. She just does a little bit of everything and a lot of, you know, what we need her to do each and every night. And so happy that her and her family moved in from Texas, because we're not the semifinal team we are without Hannah.
So you don't end up, I know the goal was to get one more game and 2 more wins. You fall a little bit short, but what a run over these last 2 years.
Oh, I told them in there, 23-2 matches I believe the best record in Norwalk history. I think actually in 2007, the last time I think Xavier ended our season, it was like the same thing with the 23-1 team. So, yeah, we'll be back. I mean, this group is too tight, too coachable. They're just a joy to be around every day, and they want to be better. So tonight's all about those 6 seniors, but Norwalk will be back.
Let's talk a little bit more about those seniors. Bailey, the starter of the group, and then just a great group of them. You know, Braylon Clark wasn't able to play this year, but she was part of it as well. What's their legacy going to be to the program?
Their legacy is going to be putting Norwalk girls basketball back on the map. They're the reason that we're down here, that we made it to the semifinals. We had a super quarterfinal game, exciting finish. I mean, look at the whole community that rallied behind us and filled these stands. So people in Norwalk will remember these 6 seniors for a long time.
And we end on a positive note, because you've got a lot of kids coming back, a really good group. Talk about what's coming back for next year.
Yeah, lots of talent. You know, we got really good juniors, you know, the best freshmen in the state, some good sophomores. So the future is very bright. I just have a hard time thinking about the future when all I can think about is, you know, not coaching these six seniors ever again. So tonight's all about them and how much we love them and are proud of them for putting us back on that map.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist after the Warriors' state semifinal loss today. Coach, congratulations on a great season.
Thanks for covering us all year, Mike.
Talking now with Norwalk senior basketball player Bailey Birmingham following the Warriors' state semifinal loss to Xavier at Wells Fargo Arena. Hard-fought battle out there today. You guys made some great runs after getting down early. You had a nice lead. They come back. They answered. Just how good was that Xavier team out there today?
I mean, yeah, we got to give them credit. We executed the scout pretty well, limiting Fandel to under average. But they had players step up, hit really big shots. So at the end of the day, those were big plays and big shots that they hit. So we got to give them credit for that.
And you fall a little bit short of your goal. You guys wanted to get those pink shirts, win the state championship. But what a great memories you had here at the state tournament. Tuesday's win, I mean, you'll never forget that.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of memories that we built this week and on Tuesday night is crazy. But just to fall short of the goal, I think, is what hurts the most, because we all knew how close we were to it. Think back to 2 years ago, we were nowhere near anywhere here. So to think that we were here and we were one game away to playing for those pink shirts and that state title, I think, is just what hurts the most.
From 6-16 2 years ago to 23-2 in the state semis, just talk about how far the program has come.
I mean, yeah, it's just crazy to even think about 2 years ago. I don't think I would. It would have been hard to keep playing basketball if it was in the same position that it was. But I can't thank Coach Sigrist enough for everything he's done for this program. Everything he's done for me, he's been a huge part of allowing me to play collegiate basketball next year at Northwest. Just everything he's done for this program, he's turned it around. So the last 2 years have been nothing short of amazing, especially this year. We've accomplished so many goals. Yeah.
4 year varsity career. I think you ended up with over 1,700 points. How do you want to be remembered as a Norwalk Warrior?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about leaving the program in a better place than we found it. I'm proud of what I individually accomplished and the growth over the 4 years, but like I said, it really would have meant the world to get one of those pink shirts, so I think that's what hurts the most, just knowing that I'll never put back on a Norwalk jersey, a Norwalk basketball jersey. But yeah, I'm really thankful for the impact that Norwalk basketball has had over me the past 4 years, the good and the bad.
You got 1 year to play with your younger sister. It was a heck of a year, 23-2. What did it mean to have that year to play varsity basketball with Braylon?
Yeah, it was really, really special. There was hard moments and there was really good moments just to see each other on the court succeed and have that relationship built through basketball is the most exciting thing. Especially this week, it was just really fun to be on the court two more times. And today, it's crazy to think that was the last time. It hasn't really sunk in yet, but yeah.
Well, Bailey, we wish you the best of luck at Northwest Missouri State next season. I'm sure we'll see you back when you can, back to catch these Warriors playing next year.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely be back a lot with my younger sister and my dad still being on the staff. And I mean, some of my best friends are still going to be on this team. So I'll definitely be back in Norwalk a lot to watch.
That's Norwalk senior Bailey Birmingham. Congratulations on a heck of a career.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for all the coverage.